One banner on the Southampton quayside said it all. Welcome home, lads, it said. We're so very proud of you. It's normally the rich and the famous that the QE2 brings in to her home port. But for the last month, she's been on national service. When she left on May the 13th, she was carrying 3,000 troops to the war in the South Atlantic. Today, she brought home the survivors of that war, 700 men from HMS Coventry, Ardent and Antelope, sunk in the battle for the Falkland Islands.
After the sinking of HMS Coventry, a few months later, there was a service held in the cathedral. The surviving members of the ship's company came, and the cathedral was absolutely packed. The preacher was Canon Peter Berry, and if you remember 1982, the feeling was really jingoistic. A wrong had been done against our country, and our country was standing up against tyrannical actions and was putting it right. Peter Berry opened his sermon with words in Spanish. He remembered not just the members of the HMS Coventry who died, but all those who had died in the Falklands War, not only on our side, but also from Argentina. It just hit you when you thought of it like that. And then at the end of the service, the ship's company processed out. And as the ship's company emerged, there was just spontaneous applause, expressing the gratitude to those men who'd put their lives on the line. Oh, that was such a moving moment. I spoke with Peter Berry afterwards, and he told me he'd prayed and thought hard about it, and he finished it about 4 a.m. that morning. But his prayers and his thinking about it were well worthwhile, because he spoke to everyone in the building of the Christian message of reconciliation, towards which we must all strive.